everything you need for the weekend, this little bitty bag?
Hey, I'm going on an ROTC retreat. I'm not going to bring a bunch of junk so I can stand out like an idiot civilian. Right, Dwayne, let's go.
Got everything I need, brother.
You look like you're ready to run away from home, bro.
Trust me, thin man, I got this survival weekend beat. You know, I've lived in the wild.
Where?
I was born in Philly. Corner 53rd and Girard. People had wolves instead of dogs.
So we gonna show these army grunts that they have nothing on us, athletes or what?
Athletes?
Hey, I'm on the baseball team.
No, my brother, you're on the baseball bench.
Bye. Bye.
Yep, ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So you ready for this?
Oh. Hey, Walter, I was the most decorated Boy Scout in Troop 1294 until my mom yanked me out.
Why?
Yeah, I was always decorated with poison oak.
Let's go, Itzy. We don't want to be late.
Excuse me.
Where are you rushing off to?
Oh, I forgot. Tomorrow's my daddy's birthday. I have to buy him a present and send it by this afternoon.
He's not going to mind if it's a couple days late.
No, he won't, but his romper room wife will. Monica will crawl out of the crib just in time to tell him that his ungrateful daughter forgot his birthday.
But you did.
But if I send an express mail by 4 o'clock, I didn't.
Well, can I come with you? I gotta get a new pair of Birkenstocks. Plus, I just love to watch you power shop. Cha-cha-ching, cha-cha-ching. Cha-cha-ching.
Hey, don't make that noise in public.
Uh-huh, that'll get your attention. All right, our main objective this weekend is to expose civilians to Army training. Because we all know that the key to survival is fitness.
Hey, hey, don't worry about me. I'm in good shape.
Yeah, well, if you say so. Now, over the next 2 days, you will obtain points for each test. Now, we're going to start with the reaction course. It's a grueling test of strength and endurance. Some of you may want to sit this one out.
I got $50 to make you eat your words.
$50? Let the challenge begin. Mr. Wayne?
Do it, Dwayne Wayne.
Over.
Oh, do it, brother.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
There you go. Come on, Johnson.
Let's go. Okay, Oaks, rise and climb. Rise and climb.
This might lighten your load.
Piece of cake.
Come on, Ford. Show him how to do it. Use the other rope. Come on, Ford. Take that. Go ahead. Come on, soldier. Come on, soldier. There you go.
Not
bad. No, the rope won't help you. It's not the rope. Come on, that D. Oh, not bad. 8.5 seconds. Okay.
I like it now. I did it in 8.2.
Hey, figures, you're an experienced crawler. I bet I get you on this balance sheet.
Oak tree one, drain pipe zip.
Uh-oh, what's the matter? Well, looks like that score just changed.
Man, huh? Backpack got caught on something.
You know, Walter, since I don't have my camera, man, I'm going to have to talk about you. Okay, Ford Bennett. Help him on out of this thing here.
Man, just get on. Help him on
right. Well, no wonder you took so long. Oh, yeah. You just stopped in there to do a little shopping.
Can we just get on with the next event, please?
There you go. Good. Keep it moving.
Nice going.
All right. Come on, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Starting to get on my nerves.
Come on, old man. I hope you didn't get my money dirty.
Excuse me. Hello, miss.
Yes.
Hi. I'd like to look at some men's watches, please.
Fine. They're right down here in this end of the cave.
I can see that, but I might want a closer look, please.
Well, I'd have to get the key from my manager.
Why don't you do that? Oh, look at these pearls. Fake.
Oh, I can't tell the difference.
You just keep shopping at Hazine Sparkorama.
Here's one that may suit you.
Miss, I'm not looking for a watch for Tinkerbell. It's for my daddy. Like a gold watch, please. Like that one.
You do realize it's not gold plate.
Good, then the gold won't rub off when you take it out of the case. Gold plate. Oh, my purse.
It's a very expensive watch.
That is why I like it. It's got Eat Your Heart Out, Monica, written all over it.
Along with your fingerprints.
Whitley, can I talk to you for a moment, please?
Excuse me.
Surely.
I think that we should leave.
Why?
Because I don't like this woman's attitude.
I don't like her breath. Somebody should give her a Tic Tac.
Well, it's very obvious that she doesn't want our business.
Our business?
Yes, she didn't exactly rush to your assistance. Look at that rinky, stinky little watch she showed you. Even I wouldn't wear it.
Freddie, if anything, she took one look at this Billie Jean King wear and decided that I couldn't afford to shop here. Your coordinates for the colorblind don't help matters any.
Good afternoon, madam. Is there something here I can show you at DuMont's?
Look, I have seen and heard enough. Let's get out of here.
I'm not leaving until I get my daddy a birthday present.
Fine, I'll see you back at the dorm.
I'd rather shop at Hazine Sparkorama. Excuse me, I'd like to see these watches again, please.
I have a customer.
I know, me. I was here first.
Amy, I believe this lady is right. She was here first.
Someone will be with you in just a moment.
Are you going to buy the gold watch?
No, Amy, I'm not. I'm going to buy the golden diamond watch.
You do realize it's considerably more than the other one.
Decent concern on my face. In fact, throw in one of those tennis bracelets. Money clips, two of those, please. And gold keychains, not plated.
We don't have a layaway plan.
And a few of these.
And how will you be paying for all this?
Let me see. Which one of my many credit cards will I use today? My purse is with Freddie. I'll be right back.
Of course you will.
For your opinion. I don't believe I asked you to go shopping with me in the first place. And I certainly didn't ask you to ride your head out the window like a sheepdog.
What's going on?
Hello, Kim.
Hi.
I took Paranoid Polly here to the mall. She left me stranded at DuMont's with no wallet, no credit cards, and an ounce of pride. I finally tracked her down feeding corn nuts to a boa constrictor in some pet shop.
It was a gopher snake.
Does it matter? The point is, I had to track all the way back to DuMont's. I whipped out my wallet and I said, here, pick a card, any card. You should have seen the manure-munching grin on that saleswoman's face.
I showed her. And gave a very hefty commission to a woman who treated her like she had the plague. She didn't even want to take the watches out of the display case.
I'll admit she wasn't the most attentive.
Oh, well, she was attentive to certain things.
Probably boiled everything we touched.
Freddie, she didn't want me touching the merchandise because she thought I was too poor.
She thought you were too black. She practically burned rubber trying to get to the white customer.
Oh, Freddie's just talking at the side of her neck.
But, Lee, even if you only had $2, you shouldn't have been treated like that. You need to take that stuff back.
And have that woman think I can't afford it?
Can you?
No.
Whitley, as long as you continue to shop there, you encourage her funky attitude.
Now, this reminds me of the time that I was traveling with my very good friend, Floyd Ambrose, Dr. Floyd Ambrose. Now, he was one of the first few black surgeons of the time, and I met him in the war.
Oh, no, not the war again.
Oh, now, we were in the lobby of the Hotel Winston, getting ready to see the floor show in the famous Blue Room, when this couple handed Dr. Ambrose $3 and said, take our luggage to our room, boy.
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they wanted a wake-up call, too. I stood there thinking, when Floyd goes off, this is gonna be good. But he never did.
Well, he should have. He should have told them that he was a doctor and set them straight.
Well, Floyd said it wasn't necessary. See, now he knew who he was. But he kept that $3 tip, got us a front table to see the floor show. That couple is still probably looking for their luggage if they ever woke up.
All right, it's 1,500 hours. That's 3 o'clock to you civvies.
Yeah, man, just show us the map, please.
Well, if we take this path, we'll capture the most flag.
No. If we take your path, what we're going to capture is last place. Now, if you want to win this thing, I'll show you.
I say you capture the most difficult flags first, and if there's time, you come back for the Rudy Poops, all right? Now, check this out. We follow the stream down south to this area right in here.
Are those supposed to be trees?
No, this is a mountain, man, you see?
That is nobody's mountain. It looks like a sombrero, see?
That's the headband right there. No, this is the slow line, man. Now, once we
get in here... At best, it's a cowboy hat.
And not a very good one at that. Fine, we will go north at the hat.
Look, Dwayne, I know this terrain. It'll take us at least 40 minutes to capture even one of those flags.
Ronald, nod your head and act like you're following me, okay? Now, reach points A, B, and C within 1,600 hours, the probability is about 90%. Now, that's the only way we can collect all of the flags.
I say we stick with military strategy.
Goma, everybody will be using military strategy.
That's because it works. This is not an Easter egg hunt, John Pauline.
I know that, although I did win that Easter egg hunt on Pauline. Now, are we going to do this right way, or are we going to do this his way?
Well, if it's a choice between General Patton and Aunt Pauline, I'll stick with the general.
All right, now. Okay, fine. I'll be the one at the finish line sipping Kool-Aid in the shade.
You're going to be sipping a big bear pine cone is what you're going to sip.
Units 1 and 2 have searched the southeast and southwest quadrants. Still no sign of the missing party. We're heading west to comb the mountains.
No, Sergeant Johnson, that's a negative. Nobody be stupid enough to wander off into those mountains.
Colonel. We're talking about Dwayne Wayne.
Comb the mountains. We'll stay here in case he wanders back.
Roger. Johnson out.
Okay. Well, I hope we find him before dark.
I hope so, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dwayne still sleeps with a nightlight on.
No, there. I noticed you kind of lost a little pep in your step.
Colonel, I got plenty of muscles left.
Uh-huh.
And they're all screaming out for Ben Gay. You know, you win.
Yeah. Oh, no, go on, keep your money.
Man, take these 50 greenbacks.
Keep your money.
The only thing on my body is not black and blue.
Well, all right, I'll take it before we rub the face off.
Hey, worry about the kid.
What, Wayne? No way, look here. Over those mountains? Yeah, on the other side of them, that's the golf course, country club. Yeah. To the east, we got the drive-in. Now, we're either going to find Dwayne Wayne on the 18th hole or putting extra butter on his popcorn at the concession stand.
You know, I always thought the Army was the place you went when you had no job, had nowhere to go, wanted to date ugly women. But after this weekend?
All right, wait a minute. It hasn't been a weekend. It's just one day.
One day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm lucky I never had to fight in a war.
So is America.
Ooh, Jaleesa, good. Could you put your finger here, please?
Sure. Well, that's nice. Did I use the wrong finger?
I've wrapped this dumb thing 7 times.
Oh, is that the watch?
Yes.
Willie, this is it? After all I heard, I expected this thing to be 4 feet long with diamonds as big as your head.
Jaleesa, this is a watch of the finest quality.
Mm.
14-karat gold link bracelet, Florentine face, and diamond bezel, of course.
Oh, of course. I'm sure your dad's gonna love it.
He wouldn't be caught dead in this gaudy piece of junk.
What?
Up officer judge, not a televangelist.
So, Whitley, why did you buy it?
Oh, please, don't you start. I've heard it all day from the morality police. Officers Kim and Freddie. I know. I'll just go to Mr. Sears, get a nice cashmere glove and scarf set. Monica will never think of that. She's the polyester queen.
Hey, so you are going to return the watch?
No, Jaleesa, I'm not returning anything. I will not give that saleswoman the satisfaction.
Good idea. Punish her with a four-figure sale.
Jaleesa, she treated me like I was a cat hair on a black wool jacket. If I return this stuff, she'll just think I'm nothing.
Well, Whitley, who cares what she thinks? What do you think? Would you think you were nothing if you couldn't buy this watch?
I don't know.
Whitley, you are intelligent. And that's got nothing to do with money. You're strong, persistent, very persistent. And that's something you can't buy at Gucci's, Pucci's, or Lucci's. And definitely not at Dumont's.
But Jaleesa, this afternoon, I was strong and persistent and intelligent. I was even very polite, and she just refused to see it.
Whitley, when you have got her kind of ignorance, none of that matters. The only thing that people like that ever see is a little black girl.
Well, I'm not a little anything. I'm a black woman. And I'm proud of it.
There you go.
I'm not taking this any longer. I've had it up to here. That woman is not getting away with this.
Do it, girl. Just return this stuff.
Isn't that a little extreme?
Well, Mr. Wayne, nice of you to drop in. If you've been playing golf, you're a dead man.
Hey, finding the Easter eggs, Chief?
Oh, shut up. You're not my friend. This is my friend, my only true friend. And she came this close to being my only lunch.
Your man?
Oh, it was ugly, Walt. It was dark, cold, dark. I thought I'd never see another human again. I thought I'd have to forget how to speak and walk on all fours and eat berries and bugs and eat Janet.
Janet?
Miss Jackson, you.
Well, thank goodness you're back.
No, back? Oh, I'm better than back. As of 2,200 hours, this civilian has won the flag competition. I got 5 flags 2 times.
5 flags?
Hmm? Hold it. Wait a minute. These two are from the golf course.
Well, shouldn't that count for something?
No, it should, man. I played that course before. Those are two tough holes.
Hey, why are you scratching like that?
Oh, poison oak.
Oh.
Itchy strikes again.
Hello? Is there something you'd like to see?
Just Amy, please. Well, hello again.
Hello, Amy. Love that brooch. Brings out the fire in your eyes. Slight problem, Amy. I need to return a few things.
You're returning everything?
Each and every item. Oh, that means you won't be able to collect commission on them. Isn't that a shame? Well, que sera, it's only money. Refund, please.
Typical.
Typical for whom? People with pointy heads? Buck-tooth people? Big-eared people? Or is it just black people?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I wish you really were playing dumb. Merci beaucoup. Those are awfully pretty.
Yes. Oh, aren't they exquisite?
Emeralds, that's my birthstone. You know, my mother was cursed with turquoise. Can you imagine living your whole life with that tacky stone?
Well, these would be wonderful for you. Care to try them on?
Well, I'd like to, but I won't. Not in this store.
Well, is there a problem?
Ask Amy. She seems to have a problem with customers like me.
Amy, I'd like to talk to you. In my office.